Of Vivian Polkinghorne, Moolamine, New South Wales.
Moolamine, situated in southwest New South Wales, population of 500, reputed to be the oldest town in the Riverina, a town robbed of its teenagers every day of the school year. Lucky town, some would say. Moolamine does not actually have its own high school, so the options for secondary students can be narrowed down to A, attend school in Barham, New South Wales, B, go to school in Swan Hill, Victoria, or C, hope your parents can afford to send you to boarding school. Majority of teenagers have to decide between catching the bus to either Barham or Swan Hill. Both are located 70 kilometres away. Early morning starts and late afternoons accommodate for a bus ride that can take anywhere up to 1.25 hours. Consider the fact that it is usually around 4.5 hours between breakfast and recess for most students travelling on the bus. Experience tends to suggest that hungry adolescents do not concentrate particularly well. Not arriving home until 5 o'clock of an afternoon makes it a very long day at school. Not to mention cutting into some serious cartoon watching. I mean, some quality homework time. And for the record, people, let it be known that it is not physically possible to actually do homework on the bus. The laws of nature will not permit it. Well, you ask, what else is there to do? It's surprising what you come up with when you're bored. Frequent activities include picking a fight, spending the entire time nagging the bus driver to put the radio on a decent station, drawing pictures on someone else's pencil case, trading the remains of the day's lunch, sharing around the latest trashy magazine, or a personal favourite of mine, sleeping. Brilliant, you say, a life of luxury. Or did I forget to mention the certain hooligan element that exists within your fellow bus buddies? Somehow you've managed to score nearly the full animal content of the school as companions in a confined space for 1.25 hours. So you think you can handle it for one trip? How about twice a day? What about 10 times a week, 100 times a term, 400 times a year for 6 years? I couldn't. Jumping at the opportunity to live in Barham while finishing year 12. During that year, I came to the astonishing realisation that without having to catch the bus every day, school was almost nearly bearable. May this serve as a tribute to the bus riders of rural Australia, the forgotten school troopers who just want to get an education.
Haywire.